No, you want to find out why. No, if you were just questioning me, you might say, well...
Why are you reckon Hallie did some such a thing?
Yeah, well, what else might you say?
What do you think about Hallie doing such and such a thing, or saying such and such a thing?
Uh-huh. And if you want to know just what caused him to do something, you might say to me.
Why are you reckon Hallie did such and such a thing?
You might say you live in a frame... Talking about, you know, what you live, what you call your place. You might say, I live in a frame, what?
In a frame house.
Uh-huh. Now, talking about other kinds of houses around here, you might say, talking about other kinds, you might say there are other kinds of...
Well, other kind of pattern of houses, what's called, pool houses. I guess it's called project houses. A new type of house. I live in an old type. Well, they call it my house was a double bungalow. Oh, really? The other house down there was called it was a cottage farmhouse. Mm-hmm. But this near, they got two cottages together. People used to call them bungalow. I don't know what they might name them now.
All right, now the big building behind the house where hay is stored and cattle are housed is called a what?
And barn.
What is it used for?
Well, the barn is used for to store hay and roughage for cattle and whatnot, and sheds for them in the wintertime. And you can also put away your farm tools, and such as your wagon, your plows, and other machines. You can have sheds to it to put those things, take care of all those things.
That's what kind of buildings you would have on your farm.
Yeah.
The kind of buildings you would have on your farm would be your barn and what
barn
else?
Barn and other lots like. Firing sheds for sows and places. Well, you can't have smaller houses for corn. And
wait a minute. Now the building you store your corn in is called a what?
A crib. You store the corn. I did a small building, just for corn and sheds for stable feed mules or something. There you call that a crib. Mm-hmm. Then the larger building. You call that a barn where you can put hay and your livestock can kind of get in there out of the weather.
Well, what do you call the part of the building where you store your grain?
Well, you have a corn bin. Well, the crib, you know, it put corn and grain on the cob, you know, just like.
Uh-huh.
So, because people always just now call it a crib.
What about the upper part of the barn?
Upstairs, where you put hay up there.
I mean, what is that called, the upper part of your barn?
You can put a shed, a loft up there, call it a loft.
I see.
You put hay up there.
Now, if too much hay is gathered to get in the barn, how is it kept, you know, when you have
you stack it out there on a pole or something.
What do you
pole.
Call that?
Rack. Call it hay, rack it up.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the shape of the pile?
Well, then now... In the new days, they can put hay or bale it in so many ton blocks. And they have machines go out in the field and pick this hay up, and they can stack one.
No, but I'm talking about when you have a haystack, like you say.
But that's a haystack. You call that haystack, what you used to do. You don't know how to stack this kind of grass.
But what is the shape of a haystack?
A haystack, you set a post just like you put electric light posts. And you put some little foundation around it to keep this hay off the ground we used to do. And then you put the hay and sack it round and round, and you walk around, cram that hay around that post until you get it up high as you want it. And then you would wrap some hay around the top of the post, and that is where the rain hit, and you have a shape for the water to kind of drain off that pile.